This is Terrio Media.
Hey, this is Matt at Epic Real Estate, and welcome to another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
So, just got back from shopping. Was down in Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. And what I was doing down there is, you know, I've got this ritual before each Epic Intensive is I go out and I buy a few new pairs of shoes. I remember, I think it was Deion Sanders said, if you look good, you play good. If you play good, you win. So that's what I do. I go out and I invest in a new pair of shoes. I don't drive a fancy car. I don't live in a nice, huge house or anything like that. Those things just don't, they don't do it for me. But shoes, that does it for me. So that's just kind of what I do. And I went down there with Ash, my assistant, and Brian, my video producer. And we were down there talking, and we were just kind of thinking what we're going to film once we came back here for this week's episode of Financial Freedom Friday. And while we were down there, a question actually came in, and Ash read it to me, and I was like, okay, we can do that. That sounds good. And we thought, rather than coming back here and filming it with the same old boring background that you see every week, we thought we would just record it down there. So I don't know how good the audio came out, but we went ahead and we answered the question. That question is, what is the first step towards financial freedom? Alrighty? So we answered it live out there in Beverly Hills. Enjoy.
First step to financial freedom really has to do with how you define freedom, right? So is it being super duper wealthy, or is it being having enough income to support the life that you're living right now? So, I don't know, I view financial freedom as you not having to work. So that'd be the first, is to define what it is for you. The second is to go ahead then come up with that number that's going to allow you to live it, right? What is that monthly residual income number that's going to allow you to have that financial freedom? And so once you define that number, third, it's time to pick the vehicle, right? So anything that would produce residual income or passive income, that could be a Shopify store, it could be an Amazon business, it could be a laundromat, it could be a car wash, or it could be what we do here. It could be real estate. And the reason we choose real estate is just the statistics show that's where the average person has the best shot at making it happen. So I go with start one, first step, define what freedom is to you. Second step, pick that number that's gonna allow you to have that freedom. And third, is pick the vehicle that's gonna get you there.
Alrighty, that's it for this week's episode of Financial Freedom Friday. And kudos to Brian putting the nice montage together. And I will see you, if I don't see you next week at the Epic Intensive, I will see you next week right here for another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Yeah, I'm gonna be in two places at the same time. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.